The game went into extra innings, and by the 11th, both teams had no pitchers left on the bench. In the middle of the 11th inning, Bud Selig had the public address announcer tell the crowd that if the National League didn't score in the bottom half of the inning, the game would end. Many fans booed, while others chanted, "Let them play." The Nationals didn't score and the game was stopped. After a loud chorus of boos, some people headed angrily for the exits. Bill says he may never come back to Miller Park.
They instituted a clock tonight, and I can't handle a clock in this place. I come here because there is no clocks here, and tonight they brought a clock in. That's it for me.
Bill says it makes no difference if Commissioner Selig was trying to save the arms of the tiring relief pitchers. Those arms are more expensive these days in times of rising salaries. But other fans are more forgiving. Mark says All-Star Game managers Bob Brenly and Joe Torre were pressuring Selig.
Torre and Brenly are going to look out for their own players. Plus, they're going to look out for the fact that, hey, I don't want to hear from another manager because I let your pitcher sit out there for 5-6 innings.
Prior to the end of the game, many fans said they enjoyed the event and were touched by several parts of a lengthy pregame show. But national sports writers are focusing on Selig's endgame decision. The New York Times calls it awkward and disappointing. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.